Hello and welcome to Light Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Kan, author of the number one best-selling book, Sensitivity is Your Superpower: How to Harness Your Gifts, Fulfill Your Purpose, and Create a Life of Joy. And every week we love to have beautiful, amazing, sensitive souls here on the show doing amazing things. And today is no exception. So today we're going to be talking about playing with your higher self. That sounds very interesting. So my guest, Hailee Connolly, who's been a regular here at Light Warrior Radio, published yet another amazing book. And the minute I saw this cover, I thought, okay, this is gonna be fun. So I'm like, yep, she's back on the show. That's right. So let me tell you a little bit about Heidi in case you're new to the show and haven't heard any of our other podcasts together. So Heidi's husband, Randy, transitioned in 2012, and it was the catalyst that brought forth her ability to communicate across the veil. In fact, I'm kind of like pre-booking her for whenever any of my close family members, go to the other side, although, who I thought was gonna die did not die and is doing fairly well right now. So she was downloading these books, like co-writing these books with her late husband, which is so interesting, and finding her gifts is super interesting as well. And there's a lot of things in her books that help sensitive souls who going through, just feeling too much, depressed, anxious, fearful. And then in this book, which is Playing with Your Higher Self, is like kind of an evolution, because sometimes we get to the point where I'm like, okay, well, how do I get like how do I make my life better? Like, how do I hone my sensitivity powers? You know what I mean? So this is gonna be really cool. Playing with your higher self, psychic games for your intuitive muscle. There are games here, guys, and I love the name of the games. I told Heidi, in fact, I think there's a lot of people, especially young people in my life, that I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm buying you one of these books. So Heidi, thank you so much for being here again.
You know, I love how I just love talking to you, Karen. I'm so grateful and honored to be here again.
Honest ours. Yeah. So just curious, why did you publish this book now? In fact, I didn't even realize this is the title of the book that you're working on until it was published. I was like, wow, that was fast.
Well, it's a long time in coming, and you're right. You are so right that it's evolutionary, because Crossing the Rubicon, so I have them all here, this book was the
Beautiful.
one I first wrote with Randy when he woke me up in the middle of the night, right? And we stood, he was like, "Heidi, get out of your bed," and started to yell at me. And it's about developing a relationship with spirit. So getting through grief and understanding that if you're grieving, you can't hear spirit. Okay, so that was my first step. And I processed that. And then the second book, The Gateway Cafe, is the novel, I know, I love it, about He taught me being vacationing angels. So we're developing a relationship with ourself, our authentic self, through awareness about that we're spirit in human form. Okay. And he said, we're angels. We choose where to come for our next vacation as humans. And of course, we all know being human can be a drag, can be hard, can be a lot of work,
Be
right?
really
So
dense sometimes.
why did I do this? What the heck was I thinking? I can't believe I chose this. Okay. So then out of that grew the whole idea of here I'm seeing clients and talking about being highly sensitive, something I now call an HPI, highly perceptive
I
individual.
love that.
Right? So part of the collective consciousness, but as a human, I'm an individual. How am I going to live this life? So my clients come for mediumship, but they were talking to me about how miserable they were and not able to cope with being human. So I wrote, where is that one? Elevating Your HSP. Yes. And so, what does that really mean? I started to work with my friend Helen Lang, who lives in Austin, Texas. Several years ago, she started to convince me to play intuitive games with her. And I thought, this isn't fun. This is not fun. How can you call it a game? I was terrified to do anything where I didn't feel like I had some kind of a modicum of control, because I felt so out of control in my life, right? So that's how it all grew. And I was as surprised as you were to learn that there was another book and it was coming together. But she'd been developing games and we'd been doing them together. And so it was just a perfect segue.
Ah, oh, that's beautiful. So she's a contributor to your book. How does that all work? Her picture's on there.
Her picture's on there. So I met her when I was in Canada, living and working for a while after Randy died. And I was staying in her house when Randy woke me up that first night. And I
Oh.
thought it was Helen coming in my room because I heard this big, loud voice. And I said, "Helen?" And nobody was home because she was away for the week. So that's when I realized someone else was talking to me. But she's the one, she moved back to Texas. We took our first trip together when I had been out of the country, sort of grieving, getting my act together, and working. I was actually in Bali for 3 months. And Helen said, "I'll meet you in California on your way back, and we'll drive up the coast into Oregon, where I was living." And she said, "And we're going to play the game left, right, straight." And I said, "Oh, no, we're not." "There's only one way to get from California to Oregon. And that's, Highway 101 and or Route 5, and we're going up that way." And she said, "No, Heidi, we're going to do this together. It'll be fun." So the day comes,
Oh my God.
we leave the hotel. I swear to you, Karen, this is the God's honest truth. I was terrified. She says, the edge of the parking lot, she says, "All right, Heidi, which way?" And I said, "Well, the highway's over there." And she said, "No, which way do you feel?" "We're just going to go on our intuition." I said, "I don't feel anything. I just know the highway's over there." And she wouldn't leave the parking lot until I made some sort of statement. Anyway, I was upset. I was scared. She made me close my eyes. And she said, "Heidi, there's no such thing as right or wrong. There's no judgment here." We wanted coffee. We ended up at a Starbucks. We wanted gas. We ended up at a gas station. We just kept ending up in places that were right with my eyes closed.
Wait, so she was driving her
She
and you
was
were
driving,
choosing?
and I was choosing.
Oh, wow.
Even to move lanes. Now I was sweating. I even was crying. I was just terrified. And I
Wow.
realized this was all about being wrong, not wanting to fail, feeling judged, not getting to where I wanted to go. I'd been away a long time. I wanted to get home.
Yeah.
And we ended up at the exact same beach. So we went through San Francisco. We ended up where Randy and I had had one trip to San Francisco when he was really ill. We ended up at the exact bakery that we'd been to, the exact park we'd been to. And I didn't know San Francisco at all. I mean, I have no idea how we got there because we just kept saying, "Do you feel left?" She'd say, "Well, I feel straight." And I'd say, "Oh, okay." And we just kept intuiting where to go. Then we ended up at this beach where her family had its last family reunion before her father died. She didn't even remember where the beach was. And here we are 40 years later. I mean, it was just crazy. It went.
That's amazing.
And we ended up back in Oregon. And that was my first real experience understanding the difference between I'm feeling in my body something that feels wrong and uncomfortable and saying, what does it really mean? What message is my body giving me that I can pay attention to and connect it to the intuitive drive that brings me to validation?
Wow, that's
It
amazing.
was amazing.
Yeah, I don't think that would go over very well with my husband. He's like the A to B as quickly as possible person.
And that's the way I was.
Oh my
And
goodness.
Helen's coming to visit me in May, and her plan is to do a left, right, straight trip.
Oh boy. Okay. Wow.
And I, so I immediately now just say, yes, of course, it's going to be so much fun. Who knows where we're going to get to? Who knows what we're going to
Oh my
find?
gosh. Yeah. I would say in the past that was not my personality. Like any travel, like I'd be like so perfectly planned out. I had to have all the money for that country in my pocket. Like, everything was in its place. We got the map in the old days. We didn't have GPS,
Yes.
right? So got the
Yes.
physical map, everything highlighted, printed out, and that was it. And then I could feel secure.
But did it all pan out exactly the way you planned every time?
Well, I was very controlled, so pour more or
Oh,
less. But I
yes,
didn't get to really enjoy the trip.
yes,
Well, I
yes.
mean, I didn't even know that was a possibility back then.
Thank you. Exactly. And I used to plan, bring too much stuff, plan everything down to every, and it would just go haywire because I
Bring
would
too
be
much stuff
such
is one of my
a
favorites.
mess. Yep, you have to have everything you need. Doesn't matter where you're going. I mean, if I'm going to the East Coast, why do I need to freak out if I don't have a little tube of toothpaste? I think I can get it in Boston. Do you know what I mean? There's going to be no problem. But I didn't live like that at all.
Wow, that is a very powerful story. Thank you so much. Now you
Yeah.
talk a lot about the energy of fun.
Yes.
So what's it mean to you? Because some people's ideas of fun is I'm gonna get stoned, or I'm gonna drink alcohol and go to this party and just like, I don't know, meet
Forget who I am.
whatever. Yeah.
Numb out, right?
Yeah.
And that's exactly it. And I think growing up, I grew up in a household of teachers and educators. I spent a lifetime in a practice room. You know what that's like, practicing what you practice, right? And you with skating, right? You learn it's 90% perspiration and 10% inspiration. And I'm here to say, no, it's 90% inspiration and 10% perspiration. And if I had spent 90% of my time in a practice room feeling inspired as opposed to scared, worried that I wouldn't succeed, I would have been a whole different person and had a whole different experience as a, as a growing, evolving flute player. And so fun was something that didn't really exist. It was about what you could accomplish and how to get there. Everything was a teaching moment. And I don't begrudge, my family. I mean, they were brilliant and wonderful people, and thank you, but and I have a great education. But the energy of fun is so close to love energy. And you know how I call money love energy units? That's because I feel like abundance is a love energy. Fun, joy, ease, calm, all those things are part and parcel of this energetic force that's around us. And we forget because we're really only 10% human, the rest of our 20, and the rest of us is in the field, the energetic collective. So fun for me is the feeling I get when I'm energetically tapped in. I'm in a vibration that feels good. So right now, I'm in an energy and a vibration and a frequency that feels good. There's nothing else that matters to me right at this moment. Because this, knowing that I feel this way right now, helps me know that the next step I take, that'll be a good step too, because it comes out of, it is conceived in and born out of a feeling that feels good. So just the way you talk about, stillness and to observe internal movement, this is what we're talking about, just applying it in a slightly different way. So I heard your interview with Jeff Gignac. Is that how you say his name? And he was talking about how it's really not about the way people thought about the law of attraction, be in a high vibration and manifest. And he said it was more about the response to whatever happens. And I'm sort of in there in the middle lane saying, what it's about for me is how to be in a vibration at any moment in time. That leads me to another moment in time, because all I want to do is feel good. All I want to do is feel good, because feeling good is the goal. So I talk a lot in the book about it's not about winning the games that we lay out, 16 games. It's not about doing them well. It's about activating and calibrating and then validating, activating, calibrating, validating all your way through. And you, Karen, you're the perfect example for me because you laugh all the time.
The funny thing is compared to my husband, I'm very serious.
Oh, that's
I know,
hysterical.
isn't that funny? Well, I have my own sense of my own flavor of humor. He is a completely different flavor of humor. And I was very, very much like when how you grew up with that. It was like, well, what are you gonna be when you grow up? And like that seriousness. I mean, not the same way as most people see on TV. Like, but it was just an unset expectation of excellence.
Yes.
And so my mom's actually a big, huge kid, and she would get chastised by others in our culture, and especially my dad, for being so silly.
We were told not, oh my God, Karen, we were told don't be silly and don't laugh at the table.
Don't laugh at the table. Oh my
Don't
gosh.
laugh at the
Well,
dining room table when
yeah,
talking
our
about
table
silly.
unfortunately was full of my mom complaining about school, but when she was in a good mood, she's very fun, like very,
Yeah.
very, very fun and silly. And she actually has this running, I don't know where she's putting all her notes, but she has these jokes about Susan, like just cr silly things, because English is her second language, but she got an A plus in English in Hong Kong, and like she failed Chinese, right? So English is easy to learn, but sometimes the words, she doesn't, know all the words and the rhymes and things like that. And so people make fun of her, or she'll say the wrong thing, and it's hilarious. And she has this running joke book. So she's the silly one. Now my dad has a really good sense of humor too, but she's the silly one. And somehow it was not okay.
Yeah.
And I learned, oh, that's not okay. And
Yes.
I tend to just my body type, energy type is more, is more serious, if you will, focused, serious. So I think that's very interesting that you grew up similarly in that focused way.
Well, and what happened, I think there's a way to, I mean, I'm the same way you are, right? I am that person. I guess that's just a really great way to just the line, right?
It's an
That's who I
energy type. It's called
am. Yes.
it's from Alexander Lowen. There's like the five character structures, and back then it was like all negative terms. So
Yes.
this would be called the rigid, but the positive side, Rhys Thomas calls it the knowledgeable achiever.
Yes.
So the knowledgeable achiever is always very, very honest and pursues mastery, wants to be good at everything they put their minds on, and tends to be a little bit more serious, but the dark side is they get too rigid.
Yes.
Yeah, and
And
very judgmental.
I think the rigidity for those of us who are very sensitive comes out of, or perceptive, comes out of fear and anxiety. So
Absolutely.
I don't th believe that my rigidity was re is my structure to life is not very rigid at all. I have asked a lot of people in my life recently, do you find me judgmental? Do you find me rigid? Do you, and they say, no, you're one of the most open people that we know. So you're right, there's that polarity. But I think fun is a little bit different because it says, but I have a blast. I mean, I crack myself up all the time. What I love most is having a
Love
really
that.
serious conversation that cracks us up because it's a st I mean, I have a friend down in California who has a show, actually, it's the Spiritual Sandbox podcast, and she's hysterical, and we laugh on the phone about such serious topics, but we immediately find ourselves in a really high vibration because we're just laughing. So laughter is the best medicine, right? We've all heard that.
Yeah.
And I used to think it took a lot of work to get there, and I didn't know how to get there. And the games in this book are just, this is how I live my life. I mean, I play games on the way to the gym every day. I play games on the way to the grocery store. I'm playing a game, which line feels like it's gonna, go faster. What color is the car gonna be that I park next to? Which stock should I buy? That's the psychic stockbroker. That game is
I'm
the psychic, that's insane. Do you want to hear about that one?
Sure.
So Randy was a financial astrologer.
Oh, that's right. Forgot
Yes.
about that. Yeah.
So he, traded the markets using financial, the planets as and their cycles. And I always listened to him and I paid attention, but I never touched it. Never touched it. I didn't know. No, nothing to do with numbers, nothing I understood. Tax time was a nightmare, et cetera. So last year, Helen and I decided that we would tap in, see if we could come up with a ticker symbol, and then do fake market trading. So I basically, out of the air, out of the ethers, who knows, right? I heard something that said, I can't even remember LTR or something. I don't remember the name of the stock. I didn't know what it was, but I opened an E-Trade account and I made a spreadsheet. And over 90 days, every day at the end of the market day, so here it's 3 hours earlier, right? But I would put in the column, it went up, it went down, or it stayed the same. And at the end of 90 days, I only got 2 days wrong. So that meant that I had co correctly intuited the market situation. And the whole point is not to buy into the analytics, the technicals, the name of the stock, or the psychology of the markets. Because again, we're dealing with energy. The energy of the markets is profound. Anytime you're online, you're bringing in energy. The analysts, the fear, the anxiety, all the stuff around money.
And then once we, if there's skin in the game, then we can lose access to that psychic connection, correct?
Yes.
Temporarily.
So it's phenomenal. So every day I said, this is the way I want to work this game. I saw it as a game, number one. I tried to think of it as fun. And I tried to stay in that place of tapping into my bodily sensations. I know the difference through working these games in my life, the difference between red and black, that's color crush, the energy, how different things feel. So there's a different energy to up than there is to down. Or stays the same. I feel it differently in my body. Everybody does if we only learn to recognize and
And
identify.
pay attention, right?
So the 90 days went by and I was so psyched. And then I started getting a message, well, maybe it's time to buy it to actually put this into the test. And I thought,
That's what I would be thinking.
Do I want to put my money where my intuition is?
Right.
But I did.
You did.
And yes. And I didn't buy a lot, but after 3 months, I had made $500. The day after I sold the stock, it went up another $10. So I could have waited another day, but I was so proud of myself. I said, I listened without fear. I took one step at a time without saying, am I going to win? Am I going to lose money? This is going to be hard. I am afraid. People will think I'm insane to do this, right? Because I didn't even know the name of the company.
That's
I still don't.
amazing.
Yeah.
Well, my mom used to be a really good stock picker. Yeah,
Really?
and her mom used to be really good at gambling horses in Hong Kong.
This is so funny. My
She would win tons of
great-grandmother.
money. Now, I never had that kind of interest. Because it's just way too boring for me. But my mom, she would listen to, all the stuff that you said you didn't listen to. She did listen to that, but at the end of the day, I really did think she, used her intuition, because she was quite successful, and then she kind of lost track and got, it wasn't all as interested because it was just with the internet and everything, it was just like too much information. So she couldn't feel good about doing it the way
There's the
she was
overwhelm
doing it.
factor, right? Total overwhelm. And this is the only way I could possibly do it. And that's one of the really in detail games in the book. Most of them are just super easy, fun, left, right, straight. There's remote viewing too. That's one of the really big ones.
Yeah, that one
Yeah.
I like. I mean, meaning that I've done it successfully in the past, and that's kind of,
Yes.
yeah, that's fun for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. So color crush is really cool. I started out with five red and five black. I wrote red on five pieces of paper and black on five. This was way back when I didn't trust my intuition at all. And I folded the paper, put it in a bowl, and I would just pick one up and say, does it feel red or black? Now, you would say, and you'd be fairly correct, well, you're right about 50% of the time, which is why it didn't feel so risky. I mean, we have to start somewhere, right? So we don't, risk ourselves right out of the equation. So I did that, and then slowly I started to realize that the word had an energy. Red, as I wrote it, had a different energy from black. So I tried to hold the piece of paper and feel that energy. Then I made paper with that was colored red or colored black. That had a different energy. So that was really a good entry. It was a portal to more, and I won't say challenging because it has nothing to do with challenge.
It's just our bias about the thing.
Yes, and it felt so good because every time I was right, then I started to watch the Food Network, and I started to the people would arrive to like on Chopped, and there are four contestants, and they're all supposed to make these fantastic meals, and they tell you about the people, and the people come out, I'm the greatest chef, and I'm going to win this, right? But I didn't listen. Because I could pause it, I just saw the four people and I would try to get intuitive hits. Who is going to win? Who is going to go home first, second, and third? And I would start seeing fireworks over the person's head. Who is going to win? And again, sometimes I got it wrong when that was the first person to go home and I realized the hit was right. But I interpreted it wrong. So, what was the difference in the way I was feeling? Was I being influenced by an external factor, the way the person looked, whether the person was male or female, whether the per I didn't like the way the person pres right? Because I had no information, just like with the stock symbol, no information.
I mean, there's a lot of information in TV because you can see people, you can see, even if you have the volume off, you can see their body language, what they look like. I don't sometimes my husband will watch these. I'm usually in front of the computer creating something, so I don't watch stuff as much, but I gotta tell you, sometimes I'll walk out there and I'll see there's this one I think it was a cooking show or an art show or something, like they're competing and wada wada, and I walk out there, hadn't seen any of it. I said, oh yeah, and I could see the energy of the person in blue hair or whatever. I said, well, she's gonna win, but she's not actually the best person. But it's this old, they're trying to promote blah, blah, blah. I was totally conspiracy theorying on him, right? He's like, you're not even watching this, right? Oh, it's so funny. I believe I was correct. But the point is, the point is I could feel the agenda, you see, not the person. I could feel the agenda behind the show, and they trained the people to act a certain way on the show to get you annoyed at that person, And then that person won.
So that's really interesting because it brings up exactly what we're trying to do in this book is say, how do you get past the factors you know? So when I do these games with, let's say, watching a murder mystery movie, I know all that's happening in the background.
Right.
But that I'm so what do I do to train my intuition is not guess based on what I know to be in the background. It's simply,
Right.
what do I feel is going to happen? What do I feel is going to happen?
Right.
What do I, right? Is this person going to be the killer based on, I'm trying to separate all those factors so I could just work on tapping in.
Yeah, because that intention and clarity of intention is very important, right? So it's like there can be the, well, this is what they want us to see and hear or feel, but then you're like saying to your intuition, okay, yeah, but I actually want you to give me the actual result that I'm
Yes.
going to see, whether or not this other stuff is happening,
Yes.
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you do it at the beginning, you haven't heard anything.
Right.
You haven't seen anything. So many times, I love the Great British cooking show, the Great British baking show, or whatever it's called.
The
I
Bake
love
Off or
that. There are,
something.
yeah, and there are 12 contestants. And I just stop it. They're all standing there. And I say to myself, that's the person who's going to win. Now, knowing
Okay.
nothing. Right? And 12 is a lot of, and you think,
Yeah,
no.
that's a goodie. That's a fun one.
Right? And they never, oh my God, that's a terrible bread. They'll never win that. Da, 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 da. And at the end, I mean, 9 times out of 10, at least, I get it right. And I can guess who's going to win baseball games and basketball games, but I'm not guessing. I'm just feeling into the energy and,
Right. Well, yeah, that is, we've made a really, really good distinction here because sometimes I'll feel into, like, for example, if it's a baking show, who the best baker is. You see, that's the quality of the question. Now, I
yes.
can't prove that that person is the best baker, okay? But I can feel that they should win, but they didn't win. You see? It's like, yeah.
Exactly. So I do spend the first couple of chapters is tapping into the, I call it your intuitive logic system. I think that
Okay.
those of us who are highly perceptive have a logical system of how we approach things. It's just
Okay.
not what people associate in the the collective about logic. And for me, it's very logical. My intuition is the most logical part of me. It guides me it partners with my mind.
Well, you got proof of concept here, you know?
There you go, right?
Yeah.
And I get this validation of this
Yep.
feels good. My life feels better. My goal is to be happy. My goal is not necessarily to accomplish this or accomplish that in this way. It's to feel good as I'm doing it because then I get the validation.
Okay. Well, let's go back a little bit to what you said, because it's really important before the next set of questions I had desire to ask you. It's about the feeling good part. Okay, so
Yes.
I personally, my bias is that I personally felt that we've been sold a bill of goods with the law of attraction and all this kind of training that you need to feel good all the time. And if you don't feel good, you're going to manifest negative things. And then I know you just said, a little bit ago, like one of the points is feeling good and being happy and joyful and all that kind of stuff. So what happens when we are not? So someone dies, you just found out somebody just cheated you out of $10,000, like whatever, right? Our normal human, emotions are emotions. So it's like then we can feel bad and guilty about not feeling good. And then we can take the drugs so we feel good, so we don't feel bad. So can you
Yes.
address that for sensitive souls?
Yes. And I am someone who, so I sort of separate out emotions from sensations.
Okay.
But I'm a very emotional person as well, very emotional, and I respond emotionally. But more than that, I've learned to respond energetically. So I have grieved. I have had a lot of loss in my life.
Right.
I've had things happen, right, that are bad. And I admit freely that I will have an emotional reaction that can feel bad.
Okay.
When I do, my first response to myself is, Heidi, do not forget this is an energy first. The only thing that makes it an emotional response is labeling it as an emotion. Let's try to and so sometimes it can take an hour, it can take a day. If you're grieving a loss, it's not that you don't have emotional responses. It's about, for me, looking inside my body and saying, can I get to a slightly different vibration? I even think that the word higher versus lower means it's harder. I have to get higher. I have to get up. No, I just want to be the cork on the water. I'm not looking for the highest vibration in the world. And I talk a lot about non-judgment in here, because if you, that's the problem, that we judge it. I judge my inability, I judge my overwhelm, I judge the emotional response, and then I feel worse and worse and worse. So no, I do not go through my life in this happy-go-lucky, smiling and laughing all the time. I have my issues, but I do have a different approach to them. And while I think people misinterpreted the original law of attraction from Abraham Hicks, not the secret stuff, the Abraham Hicks stuff, because she talks about it's how you feel and process the energy. It's how you feel and process. It's not, I need to do this so I can manifest it, which is judgment, because you're never going to get there all the
Well,
time.
yeah, just saying good emotions, bad emotions,
There you
feeling good or
go.
ne positive emotions, negative emotions, right? It's judgment in and of itself.
Yes.
It's
So
simplistic.
I call it not working. There's no
Oh,
word.
okay.
There's no word for in between work and play. So I call it plorking. But it should be in the
Plorking?
dictionary. Yeah, play and work. Plork.
Oh my gosh, that's a good one. Plorking.
If only I plorked my way
That's
through life, right?
hilarious.
Because I don't want to work at this. I don't want to figure it out. I don't
Right,
want to
right.
try so hard. That
Yeah.
almost killed me.
Yeah,
I don't say that.
that doesn't work.
It doesn't work, and it didn't work for me. And so these games are to get you to plork. Pay
Nice.
attention, be consciously aware, but do it in a way that feels good to you, that feels like, instead of standing in the grocery line and thinking, oh, I picked the wrong line again,
Yep.
play a game.
Yeah, I like
Is
that.
that person going to do this? Is this going to happen? Where am I looking that I wasn't looking before that will lead me to do something I wasn't going to do? With left, right, straight, the parking angel game. Everybody wants a parking angel.
Yeah, oh, my mom's got a good one too. Oh my gosh, you and my mom got to meet. She's like, oh, thank you, parking angels. I'm like, of
Yes,
course she's gonna
you.
find the parking spot in front of,
Right? I mean, some people just do. And I learned. So Helen was the one, she said the first time it happened to her, she was trying to play left, right, straight. And she just saw this parking angel on top of her car pointing her in this direction. She was so overwhelmed with hysteria because the image was so funny that she let go of, oh my God, if I don't find a parking space, I'm going to be late to my meeting. And she immediately found a parking space.
Nice.
That's the tapping in we're talking about.
Right. Okay,
See?
I got to tell you a story, Heidi. Okay. So my mom's I was there recently and taking care of mom and dad for a week, a couple of weeks. Anyway, so my mom's walker wheelchair thing, it collapses, right? You put it in the car. Well, there's a latch like this that goes across, and then it's easy to put in so it doesn't open up. Well, my
Yes.
brother somehow broke this plastic thing, right? So it was like really unwieldy to try to put it in and out of the car. And I thought, I gotta think figure out something. So I had something in my mind that I wanted as kind of like a clasp, like when you have a backpack, right? And you have the little clasp and a
Yes.
So I forgot the name of that. So I'm looking for this thing, and I thought I'm thinking stillness. Okay, Canada. So I'm like, I know what I want, but I'm like, all I can think of is the belt. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go hard Canadian Tire. Okay, so there's like camping gear. There's also I go to automotive, and I talked to the guy. I said, this is what I'm looking at, and I saw like a waist belt with a purse. I said, well, I want this, but much smaller. And he's like, ma'am, maybe you should go to the camping side because we don't have anything like that in automotive. And I said, okay. And so I got into, you'd be so proud of me. I got into this mode and I'm like, show me. Right. So I'm just walking, walking, walking. And I'm just like one might think, oh, she's in a daze. Right. But I'm
Yes.
literally just listening. It's sort of like your left, right, center. So I'm just going, show me. I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is, but you're gonna show me where it is. So I'm just gonna follow. And I go down this aisle and I'm looking at pool stuff. I'm like, okay, all right. Looking at, I don't see anything here. I'm like, I trust you, show me. So come on, angels. And so I just keep walking, and right at the very, very end, there's stuff hanging up, and I'm like, well, I don't really see anything, but I'll just keep going because that's where I decide I want to go. So I get there, and I literally turn my head here and up, and it's this bright orange loud thing, and it's exactly what I want. You know what it is? It's a dog collar. It's a dog collar. And I'm like, of course it's a dog collar. I mean, that's the perfect size,
That's
right? And the
perfect.
way this dog collar was, you could slip one end right through and it wouldn't drop. Because that's what happened. The first thing I found was that it got lost because she unhooked it, and then it dropped, and who knows where it went, right? This jury thing I jury rigged. So this dog collar, and I was so happy, Heidi, that day. I was bouncing up and down the walls. I was just so thrilled that I was just like following my intuition, thanking the universe. Thank you. Like, I didn't think about a dog collar.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So, and it's still
Oh,
working
I
to this
love
day.
that. I so love that because that gets you psyched for the next time. You
Yes.
just keep feeling, so that's the feeling of feeling good. And then your day goes better and you're like, well, how can
Yes.
these people always have good days and manifest what they want? Well, you didn't manifest having to go to, this place because this broke and blah, blah, blah. But you went through it in a way that was so much fun.
It
That
was
it
fun.
didn't seem like a terrible thing, and right?
Right.
So,
And
and
the rest of the day was just like, I was on a
flying high.
high. I was totally on a
Yes.
high. Like, I got like major kudos from my parents. Not that I was looking for that, but like my mom's hair was wrapped around the wheel of my dad's walker and he couldn't push it. And so he's trying to fix it. And I go there, but I'm in such a good mood, right, Heidi? Because I just got the dog collar. So I'm like sitting there, and I'm just in that vibe, the higher vibe. And the thought comes, socket wrench. So I make a beeline for the utility. I don't know where anything is in their place, right? A beeline, open the cupboard. Oh, that looks like a toolbox. Bring it down, open it. Oh, socket wrench is right there. So I take the whole wheel off. I got the pliers already. Took all the hair out. I'm sitting on the floor doing this, and I'm just so joyful because I first of all I found it. And I put the wheel back on. It works perfectly. Oh my gosh! They told everybody about what I did. They were like, "Oh, she works so hard. She's sitting on the floor, fixing the." I'm like, "Hard? I was having fun. What are you talking about?"
And talk about the satisfaction of actually fixing something, because that is outside my wheelhouse completely. And when I do it with my intuition and it works, I just can't believe it. I just, all the things that I tried so hard to do and failed because I didn't know how and I undermined my abilities. And this speaks to something so profound. One of my biggest indicators is confusion.
Oh,
So when you talk about walking through, I get in a zone and I don't know why I'm in there. I don't know where I'm going. But if I stay in that place where I feel aligned,
Like trust, right?
yes, I'm trusting it's okay. And then not to say to myself, oh my God, I'm confused and I don't know what I'm doing. I go to that place you did, right? I get the coffee and it ends up my friends in front of the shop who I haven't seen in a year and a half. And right? And everything just.
Yes, I
Listen,
love that.
here's this. So here it was with you. We kind of screwed up the scheduling, aspect. And so we're supposed to have an interview for my book that just launched a year from now, January. And then I say to my friend on the phone, "Well, remember how your appointment just came? You were waiting and it was going to be July and it came tomorrow. Well, no biggie. That's what happens when you're so happy and in alignment." And then the next day, I get an email from Corey Lynn saying, "Oh, can you do an interview on Friday?" It's just because I was in that place. Do I see it as a coincidence, or do I see it that I trusted it would be okay? I didn't say to myself, "I manifested this because I was in a high vibration." I said,
Right. Yeah, it's
right?
like it's living. I mean, yes, be intentional, but at the same time, allowing. So you were being that allowing to be like, whatever happens, happens for a reason. That reason's there to serve me. So I'm just gonna keep going and not push for it. Because we get really attached, Heidi. I know you know what that is like for us. To be attached to an outcome because we think this is for the highest and greatest good. So why is it not happening?
Yeah.
Right?
And we think that that is the only outcome that we
Yeah.
can feel good about. If that
Yep.
doesn't happen, then I'll be miserable. Well,
Right.
spiritual people talk about this all the time. It's nothing new. But I don't think they really talk about the idea of what gets you there that feels good along the way. I don't want to
Yes.
just write. So I remember doing a vision board at one point years ago. And all it ended up being was, I want to feel some joy. I want to feel peace. I want to feel ease. You talked about this in one of your interviews the other day. I want to feel peace. And so I didn't say, I want to write 5 books and that's the way I'm going to get joy and peace. I didn't say, I'll have a relationship by then
Right.
and that will feel. No, I just said, and so these books have, I never intended to write a novel. I mean, I've rewritten other people's novels as an editor, but I never intended to write. I never thought I had a story in me. I never intended on getting joy, feeling passion in this way, but it's been such a great, as you said, evolution and progression. It's kept me in a really, and when I fall out, I call someone. I call Helen. I call my sister. I call, my friend in California. I call these people and I say, "I'm not there. I need your help." And
Beautiful.
it's usually laughter that gets us back in.
Nice. Ah, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, even if it takes a few tears to get there, right? That's okay.
Yes. I had one of those weeks. I'm
Right?
usually so emotionally stable, like, and I'm on, the high is that purpose of just like you. I was like, I did not intend to have my own healing modality. Like, seriously, how many healing modalities are there on the planet, right? I was arguing with my angels. I don't think so. They're like, we think it's a good idea. I'm like, there's like a ton of there's this modality, this modality, this modality. Like, what gives? Like, why should I even create one? And
Right.
they said, well, number one, first of all, not everybody will resonate with everyone, right? And you can speak to people a certain way that resonates with them. I said, okay, I sort of get that. The second one is they said, well, it's part of your soul's expression. I
So
can't
suck
argue
it
that.
up.
I was like, okay. And then the next one was, but I'm not putting my name in there. And they're like, yes, you are. And I'm like, why? And they're like, because you're having a problem with putting your name in there.
Yes.
You have a problem with
Yes. Oh
ego
my
and
gosh. Staying anonymous was big for me. I was an editor, not a writer. I was a
yeah.
ghost writer. And then I started being told, "You're going to write with spirit.
Wow.
That's the true meaning of a ghost writer for you." I'm like,
I
"You've got to be kidding me. No, you're going to write with spirit. You're ghost writing. That's what you've been doing
that's too
all
far. I
these years."
never thought of it that way.
Yes.
That's
Yes.
hysterical.
I know. And they said to me, "You've been writing for people all these years, rewriting their novels. They're good stories, but badly written. Now you're literally writing with spirit." Then I get told, "You're doing afterlife meetups." I didn't know what a meetup was. This was, 8, 10 years ago.
Right,
Nobody knew
right.
what a meetup was. And so I said, "What's an afterlife meetup? Just do what we're telling you to do." And I get told, "You're going to play with spirit. You're going to create spirit guided music." And I said, "You're wrong. I play classical music. I don't know anything about improvisational music. Tough, know, suck it up. This is what you're gonna do. And so,
Oh my
but
God.
the more you resist, you recognize the sensation of resistance, and you
Yes.
recognize it
Yes.
in your body, and you know what it feels like,
Right.
and
And
it's
that's
so
suffering to me. To me,
yes.
suffering is
Yes.
resistance. If I'm in resistance, I'm suffering. They say pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. The
That,
Buddhist saying, I think.
And you know, there are a lot of philosophies around that, and with the work ethic some people have, and this whole idea that life is hard, we hear that all the time.
Oh
I mean,
yeah.
all these idioms and cliches that are really just wrong, in my humble opinion, and I hate to judge, but they don't work for me, is what I
Yeah,
mean
it's do they work or don't they work, right?
to say.
Doesn't work for
They
you,
don't
doesn't
work,
work for me.
and they certainly don't plork.
They don't plork.
They don't floor. So
Oh
I'm
my God.
wondering, you know, I'm sure people are interested to hear. So we have tic-tac-time with place with all the different ideas around numbers and timing and how to use your intuition for that. So playing the numbers, hitting the jackpot, which is all about, we call it hide, seek, and receive.
Okay.
Recognizing the things that come into your life that you think that were hidden or you didn't recognize because you weren't looking for them, or they show up and you're like here's a good example. I need $50 to buy this thing. I only have, you know, 50. I need another 50. And then I get a message from my car insurance saying that I'm going to save $50 on my car insurance every month because I'm a good driver. Well, do I think there's my $50? Or do I still say I need $50 to buy this chair? So where are the hidden messages that we're getting of validation that we
Right.
write, really understanding the messages that we're getting? Walking the
Oh no.
talk. You can practice. Oh my gosh, and I have done this. I am a terrible navigator if I go hiking. My sister and I go on a hike, and we have a loop that we're supposed to walk, and we have a map, and we get lost.
I've done
How does
that
that even
too.
happen? How does that even happen? So, this is all about what is your intuition? Yeah, I have been in many lifetimes lost and died in forests, and I know that there's a long history and timelines and across lifetimes that I have struggled with that.
Okay.
So I understand why forest is hard for me.
Okay.
But slowly I am becoming more capable of standing in a place and saying what feels right, what feels right, and practicing that, putting on a blindfold and just walking on your deck and seeing how straight a line you walked.
Yes,
Just a little,
actually, we've been doing in the summer when we walk the dog, one of us will make sure the other's safe, but one of us will walk backwards. Yeah, and the other one, well, sometimes we do it together, but the other one will walk forwards and with our eyes closed.
yes.
And that there's a path, so we can tell when we're veering off because we'll hit the edge of this groove. You
Yes.
know, and apparently my friend Gary, he's a guide, and he says that if someone's lost, they will always walk in a circle. We always have a dominant side. I didn't even know that. And then he said the best thing you can do is just stay put, you know, let somebody find you. But I thought that was so curious. So I thought, well, I'm going to test this theory, you know. So I'm closing my eyes and I'm walking. Sure enough, I'm hitting that one side.
Isn't it amazing?
Wow,
Yeah.
that's
And this
fascinating.
is saying before you take that step, feel. Before you take
Right.
that step, feel.
Yes. So be a little
Don't,
intentional,
yes.
slower. And then also, I will, what I was practicing, well, it's been snowy, so I haven't been going on that path, but what I was practicing was seeing through my eyelids. Like
Yes.
I look, I go, this is where I'm at right now. I close my eyes and I continue seeing it as I'm walking. So I thought that's a game.
Yes, I've
Look at
been
that.
practicing that too.
That's my
You've been
game.
practicing these games without even having read the book.
Too
It's amazing.
funny. I never thought of
It's
that.
really, really funny.
That
And
is.
I feel like that's such a, again, more playful fun way to walk through an experience. So in my original, what I was born into feeling and was trained to feel was anxiety first, fear first.
Be safe,
Yes, be safe and tell my kids, be careful, be careful. Instead of have fun, have fun. I mean, it
Oh
was
my
false,
gosh.
but still, it's a message that we send
Yeah.
that everything is fraught with danger. But
Yep.
as you grow over, go, you become compelled and propelled by success and how well you're going to do in achieving. You start being contained and restrained and constrained by the fear of not doing well
Oh
enough.
yeah, that was most of my life until I got older, and then had to have an illness, of course,
Yes.
to get to the other side, and so I could look like, oh my gosh, she's so busy. I'm in front of the computer and I'm blah blah blah. What? She's working so hard. My husband was sometimes like on the outside, go, oh my gosh, she's working again, right? But I am having so much fun. Just having
Yes.
so much fun creating this, creating that, answering this message. I found an app that does videos in line. I was like, oh, this is so fun. And I'm like, I'm marketing, yes, right? But it's like, it's fun. Like, my coach will be like, pick up the phone. You should, think about calling these people. And then I go, ugh.
Yeah.
And I go, no, that's not happening because my energy just went like this.
That's how I am about some social media
Yeah,
platforms.
certain things, right? And then he goes, well, you could do a video message. And then my energy went, oh, I can do that. I like video. And I have an excuse to find a new app. Cool.
When we started this book, so we finally started putting it together. We had the time. Helen got her thing together. I got mine. And the first thing I did was work on the cover.
Of course, that's exactly what you do.
I'm like, that is so fun.
It's
Oh my
so
God, this
fun.
is so
Can you hold
fun.
it up a little more closer to the
Yes.
camera? It is just so adorable. I think it's just so
Thank you.
adorable.
I mean, we have flying dice.
It's
We have a
perfect. The
cloud, a higher
color,
self.
the fonts, it's like so fun.
It's exactly what you said at the beginning when we first started talk. The energy of it is what I want to. And a couple of people who learned about the book, people who are close to me, who don't exactly buy in to the
Oh.
way we live and the way we activate and calibrate and validate. They're wonderful human beings I've known a long time, and I adore them and I love them, but they don't buy in.
Okay.
They see the cover of the book and they say, "Oh, I have to buy it. That looks like so much fun."
Oh, that's fantastic.
Whether they do a game or, remote viewing, whether they, psychic stockbroker, whether they do the walking around and left,
Yeah.
right, straight, they'll read it or some of it. And if they have fun doing it, that is the goal. The goal is the fun.
I love it.
You
That is
know, me
so
too.
great. That's so
It is. It's
great.
so great.
Well,
Tell
you
you.
know what, Heidi? I know our time's getting close, and I
Yeah.
know I probably asked you all the questions that were not on the sheet. But we were having so much fun. So, is there something you want to make sure we share, either, your last words of wisdom or anything else before we close today? And we're going to put the link to HeidiConnolly.com below. I know you have some events. Maybe talk about the events that you have. And then, of course, we'll put the link to the book too near this video.
So whenever you ask me words of wisdom, I think, do I have anything that
Aside
qualifies
from all the
as
10,000 things you shared today, yeah.
I guess it's don't be hard on yourself. This is the way I spent my life, and it doesn't work. And the thing that works is being in the moment and liking yourself and liking it, liking the moment and playing. And for all of those of us who or especially those of us who are highly perceptive, we have a portal. We have a key into that world. We are the ones who feel the most. So we have the most access. And
Right.
that access can change our life. And so this is, all my books are sort of part of that portal, but this one is the way to do it that's the easiest. It's simple. It's easy. It's fun. Have a party, right?
Oh, that's great. So
Yeah.
HeidiConnolly.com, right? HeidiConnolly.com. I see you have
Yes.
your store there. People can connect to your books and then the events as well. You want to talk about some of your events at all?
Yes, I'm going to offer a few events, workshops on the book. So people can connect with other people who are playing the games, share their experiences, and talk about any pitfalls, where they fall out of plorking, how it's going for them, because I really feel the connection is the key here,
Yes,
that
it is.
we need that support. We need to be in rooms, virtual or otherwise, where we're connecting with people who are living the same way we are. And I want there to be a lot of laughter. That's, I want people to have that experience. So I'm going to be doing a few of those workshops on psychic games. And so all that, HeidiConnolly.com/events, and you'll be
Okay.
able to look that up and register. And the people who attend, who listen to the podcast, will get half price going into the workshop.
Wow. Okay.
I know.
Well, that's amazing.
It's
That's
a gift.
amazing. It's so funny because when we have our in live in person event, the Light Warrior Training Camp Superpower Intensive, sounds very serious. But I gotta tell you, we laughed so hard.
I would expect nothing less from you.
Yeah.
You have purple in your hair. It's going to be fun.
Well, you should have seen this last year. I lost my voice. I was having a ma massive healing crisis, and so other people, I could barely talk. But I, people just stood, they just did it for me, like with me, and we just made a big game and out of it. And so
The
I think you
game.
would just love it because that's the energy that you're sharing with this amazing new book that you have. And can people find that on Amazon or different
Yes,
booksellers?
all my books are on Amazon or on my website, so they
Okay.
can get it either way. And I really encourage people to be in touch with me. My email's there's a contact form. I love to hear from people. I mean, and I have a course that people should know about too from the last time we talked, an
Yes.
8-module video course on the breakthrough HSP treatment. And so again, since then I've changed to perceptive, but it's all about the tools and techniques to get you to this place of fun. That's
Perfect. Perfect.
my message.
Ah, I love it. Thank you so much, Heidi. You
Oh, thank
find
you. You're the best.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So HeidiConnolly.com, everyone. We'll put the links below the podcast. You can connect with Heidi, perhaps check out her events. And remember that if you come from this podcast, Heidi will give you a discount off that particular event, which is super, super generous and awesome. So thank you, Heidi, and thank you everyone for tuning in. It's been a blast. Thank you, thank you. All right, until next time.